Sound. It is part of our daily lives. It can demand immediate attention or go unnoticed as background noise.
It's Christina Borgstedt. Come on down.
Some sounds are nearly extinct, and other sounds are lost forever. This sound has been preserved. It's an original recording of the steam engine whistle on the miniature train ride here on the old site of Riverview Park in Des Moines. This is where we start the new Iowa Archives Project, featuring the sounds and voices of Iowa's past, a blend of history, culture, and nostalgia. All that's left of Riverview today is the original flagpole and ruins. The crumbling Tunnel of Love meanders through the brush at what is now a Kiwanis Club nature area. For 63 years, visitors from all over Iowa came here for family fun. Riverview survived floods, fire, the Depression, and World War II, but was finally brought down by competition. It was Iowa's Coney Island with temptations galore. The clamor of the arcade was overpowered by this laughing, life-size mechanical clown. Younger kids were sometimes so traumatized they burst into tears.
Well, I think it was probably very low tech compared to what we see now.
Jim Underwood was a frequent visitor.
We could get in for 5 or 10 cents, and you'd buy a roll of tickets, and it would only cost less than a dollar, and you could spend most of an evening there having lots of fun.
The wooden roller coaster was legendary, a spirited ride with tales of death, heart attacks, and a suicide leap. But the thundering sound with screaming passengers has been lost. This computerized recreation posted on a Riverview website accurately portrays that first steep climb and the plunge into weightlessness.
They had a small train down there on the Riverview, and the squealing of its whistle was just romantic, and getting on that and riding around, and the smell of that train as it burned coal and threw cinders back on you. It was an exciting time. And the Chris Crafts, that was a romantic thing to get on a speedboat back in those days. That was long before any of us had a boat of our own, and we would run around the lagoon on that, and I was always disappointed when that loop, it was like in a circle eight, figure eight that ended. I was always disappointed that the ride was over.
A premier venue for music and dancing was situated on the waterfront. 1,000 people would crowd into the Riviera Ballroom for sock hops, square dancing, and the jitterbug. The Everly Brothers and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles performed here. So did all the big bands, Duke Ellington, Glenn Miller, and Lawrence Welk. This old sound clip is from a radio broadcast more than a half century ago.
And now back to music here from the Riviera, the much-requested St. Paul Waltz.
Three years after Riverview closed in 1978, the Riviera Ballroom burned down. Coming soon, a proper burial for Riverview. A massive earthen flood levee will cut through the property with trails and overlooks for Iowans to ponder the golden years of Riverview Park. In the coming months, we'll be searching out the voices and sounds of Iowa's past in cooperation with the State Historical Society of Iowa. If you have a recording you'd like us to consider, a recording that brings the past to life for us, we'd like to know about it. Send emails to iowaarchives@iowapublicradio.org. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson.